Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And we are live on the morning after a very dark and stormy night. Live update at 8:30 this morning on radio and streaming only from Selma and the Delaware County EMA. John Catino is there. And for what it's worth, I guess today is my 31st anniversary with the radio station. It doesn't matter because we have a lot of work to do. Guests coming up at about 8:15, lighter side of news. BSU gymnasts are in town this weekend. BSU volleyball apparently won at the Ohio State last night, and they had to go into the storm shelter, says Coach Donan Cruz on a text to me this morning. I'm Steve Lindell. Let's start with the weather. Multiple confirmed tornadoes across the Midwest, leaving devastation in their wake. At least one tornado was confirmed in Winchester, Indiana. Again, if you're watching on Facebook, you're not going to hear this audio on radio. It's Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter addressing the report of fatalities from the Twister.
There's been a lot of information about fatalities, and as of right now, we're not aware of them.
And the reports, mostly on the internet, as you would imagine, said as many as three people had perished. That is not accurate. As we are talking to you live at 8:07 this morning, we have no confirmation of any fatalities in Indiana. Now, Ohio, that's different. That same storm system moved into the Ohio region and did take some lives there. Fox News Radio had that report. We also have the mayor of Winchester, Indiana. He is Bob McCoy. And again, for our radio listeners, you're going to hear this as the mayor there struggles to describe the damage done to his town there in little old Winchester, Indiana.
I'm shaking. It's overwhelming.
A couple of additional sound bites here from some news sources at Fox News Radio.
I was just stunned because, I mean, I heard what sounded like a train. And I thought, and then I started hearing sirens and things like that.
The mayor there, Mr. McCoy, talking about that infamous sounds like a train when it was coming towards them. One other soundbite from a press conference last night.
I'd never heard that sound before. I don't want to hear it again.
Yeah, does not want to hear that sound again. The mayor, Bob McCoy of Winchester, Indiana, Selma, Indiana, might be even harder hit. Winchester got smacked. Other parts of Randolph County, too. As we had our live wall-to-wall coverage last night, we were hearing reports from our reporter Brett Busby in Madison County, for instance, Anderson, Pendleton, and other areas. We're talking mostly about hail. Some of those hail reports got physically very large. I mean, the hail. I got a photograph from Jeff Parsons, who is a friend of the radio station. I think I recall his daughter was out and got her car damaged by hail. He sent me a picture. It's actually on our local news page at wolfboomnews.com. You can see the photograph. The windshield is completely destroyed. I'm not talking about like one crack because of the hail. I'm talking about completely destroyed. That's wolfboomnews.com. There's other information on that page, too, with respect to AEP. Let's deal with that right now. At its peak, 10,000 customers nearly were without a power. I think we're about half of that right now. In fact, this is live radio at 8:09 a.m. Steve Lindell on WMUN giving you the storm damage assessment as best we can, and we'll get to that in a second, too. 5,115 is the current number from AEP, Indiana Michigan Power, and all of those outages, all of them statewide, are in parts of Delaware County and off into Randolph County, as you might imagine. Duke Energy has far fewer out, looks like less than 100 statewide. Their biggest area is way south of Indianapolis, and way southern Indiana did have a twister or more, too. That's one of the things they're going to assess today is, well, first of all, they have to confirm that it was a tornado. I say that sort of tongue-in-cheek. If you've seen the internet, you've seen pictures, photographs, video of the funnel cloud. Now, some of that is quite possibly from yesterday in Winchester, Randolph County, and Selma. It also is quite possible, I'm not saying anybody's doing anything nefarious, but it could be stock photos of something else too. What I'm saying there is we only know what we know when we know it. And the procedure is always the National Weather Service today will send out a troop to come and do an investigation. In no uncertain terms, and I'm not speaking out of school here, they're gonna determine that there was a tornado, at least one. Now, that they might determine there was more than one. Last night during our live wall-to-wall coverage, we were talking about a lot of radar-indicated tornadoes. As you probably know, all of this started to happen just as darkness was starting to fall, which makes it even more tricky and even more dangerous because you don't have the luxury of seeing a funnel cloud or something like that because there's no daylight. So, and the heavy rain at times, I was told by the National Weather Service office last night with our live wall-to-wall coverage for about 2.5 or 3 hours on radio, glad to serve. They said that the rain was so heavy, and this is not atypical, or am I saying that right, that the rain can shield the fact that there's a funnel cloud that's there or coming out of the sky, too, coupled with the fact that it was dark makes it even more dangerous. Now, at 8:30 this morning, we are intending to have a live guest on radio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. And you will hear that on the stream and the Alexa, too. The Facebook video feed will not have that audio. In fact, we're going to stop our opening segment feed in just a second here. Please do switch to radio or the internet for the streaming audio so you can catch that. John Catino and potentially some others are booked as guests at 8:30 this morning from Selma. They're on the ground right now. They have been since the outset. Delaware County Emergency Management is talking about a link that they're asking Delaware County residents to post information about damage so they can report that to the state and keep track of who got hit and to what extent and degree. That link is on our local news page right now. I posted that either late last night or very early this morning. Can't remember. There's been a lot going on. All right. We have more to cover with respect to the storm damage assessments and additional information, safety info, too. We also have some lighter side of news. People are talking about the Ball State gymnasts. They are our next guests moments away on WMUN's Delaware County Today.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of UNTUCKit. When I started the brand, I wanted to make the perfect fitting untucked shirt. And over the years, we changed the way guys think about how they dress. The secret was our obsession over fabric quality, listening to what our customers wanted and making everything fit perfectly. Our fit team has mastered pants, polos, sports coats, and more. So we've got you covered from head to toe. Try what millions of guys already know and love. Shop today at untuckit.com or our 80-plus stores worldwide.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Live at 8:16 Eastern Time, March the 15th. I think tomorrow's the parade, isn't it? Is tomorrow the St. Patrick's Day parade in Muncie? I'm not sure if the Ball State gymnasts will be in that. You see, they're a little busy thinking about a meet, a match, or whatever word it is on Sunday, 1 o'clock. I am told that a repeat guest is now on with us now, Junior Grace Sumner. You're there, aren't you, Grace?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. I didn't scare you away last time that I talked to you, so thanks for coming on the radio again. And then we also, I believe, have a first-time guest. How scared is Lindsay Fuller, the freshman?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay, don't be scared. Don't be scared. And I know Lindsay and Grace, you and everybody else is certainly thinking about everybody that's been impacted by that severe weather last night. I assume you are on campus where you, and it came through campus too. Did you hear or feel any of that, the weather coming through last night, ladies?
It was pretty windy, yeah. Right off campus where I am. So yeah, and on campus there was big storms all around.
All right, well, glad you're safe.
We were all in the bottom of the dorm.
Okay, gotcha. Safe and sound. Let's talk about the Sunday meet. I've got Eastern Michigan come in. Let's see, Grace, are you gonna squash them? Are you gonna just squash Eastern Michigan? Just take them out?
Yes, we're going to squash him to the ground because we're just that good.
I got an issue with you, Grace. I'm going to come back to that in a second. We'll get back to more weather coverage, by the way, if you're tuning in for that. Delaware County Today. Lindsay, you first. I did not know that gymnasts could also be DJs.
Oh, yeah, that is me. I just do the floor music, but I have a lot of fun doing it.
So you
I just hit pause and play.
You hit pause and play. Who puts the tracks together? Do you have any responsibilities there?
Yeah, I put them in order.
Okay, all right, that's something. And I understand that you're a dog lover. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I have 3 golden retrievers back at home, and I miss them so much. But it's okay. I have friends here with dogs I get to see sometimes.
Awesome. Easton, Pennsylvania is where you're from, right? And I'm told yep. I'm told that you are a specialist of the beam.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Every time I see people performing on the beam, I think just awful, horrific, painful things. I'd slip and I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, it's just takes, I don't know, a lot of repetition numbers, and then you get pretty confident with it.
Gotcha. We're on with the BSU gymnasts here on WMUN. More weather coverage in a little bit, bottom of hour. John Catino scheduled as a guest to talk about what's going on in Selma and more. I'm going to come back to the junior, Grace Sumner. I said I had an issue with you. Here's my issue. Do you really want me to believe that you, quote, studied abroad in Belize? Come on now.
I did study abroad in Belize.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Was it all work?
No, it was a lot of play.
All right, good. Thanks for being honest. But you were there for good reason. What was that for again?
So it was with a few of my professors. It was like an ecology of Belize, and we went around in the mainland part of Belize, went hiking and learned about all the wildlife around the area, and then we learned about the culture of Belize. And then the second half of the trip, we spent time on an island where it was just us, and we snorkeled like all day long, and it was beautiful.
Ball State gymnasts are home Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern Michigan, senior day. Back to Belize for a second here. Belize has rainforest, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, it does.
Well, I'm saying that because I'm a dopey man and I can't remember. My beautiful wife, Nancy, and I rode horses as part of an excursion on one of the radio cruises that we've done in the past. And she, Nancy, listen to this. She was encouraged by the guide that was leading the horse brigade. By the way, I don't know how to ride, and it was quite frightening for me. But anyway, the guide said, hey, these termites here, they're delicious. They taste like mint.
Oh, yeah.
So Nancy ate them. My wife ate the termites. No one else was brave enough. Were you?
I ate the termites too, yeah. They were crazy.
Yuck.
They didn't taste that bad, actually. It just tasted like wood and mint.
Okay. Mint again, with the mint. Why is that? Why do they taste like mint?
I don't remember, but...
Come on, you were there to study wildlife biology. You got something out of it, didn't you?
I don't remember why they taste like mint. I'm not sure if we actually talked about it. But,
okay, all right, yeah. The beam and bars, your specialty. Why? Why do you like those more than all the other junk?
I like beam's my favorite. I just like how unique you can make your beam routine. There's like a lot of different variety and skills, and then bars, you can do the same thing. I'm less of a power gymnast, so those are what come easier to me. So it seems to be my specialties, I guess.
All right. Who's going to crack off all the senior names? Do you want to do that or do you want me to do it? I don't want you to miss anybody.
Oh, I got it.
Go for it.
I know all the seniors.
Okay.
So we have Hannah Ruthberg. She's an all-arounder. And then we have Victoria Henry, who is also an all-arounder. And then Megan Teeter is a graduate student, and she's also in the all-around. We have Suki Pfister, which is actually my roommate, and I love her dearly.
I've had Suki on the show before. I've had Suki on the show before, too.
Yeah, she loves doing the radio.
Yeah, she should.
And then we also have our team manager, Kelly Sulik, who had to medically retire, but she is also a senior, and she will be there with us as well.
Aren't you skipping Hannah? Does Hannah not get a mention, or...?
No, I said Hannah first.
Oh, you did? Okay, I wasn't keeping track. See, I'm a dude. I told you I'm a dude. I can't keep track of all this stuff. So this is a regular meet, and then it gets really real next Saturday, right?
Yes. Next Saturday is our big MAC championships.
Yep.
Yeah.
We get to host it, so be there.
That's a big deal. That is a really big deal. Well, I'm glad you're both with Ball State. I'm glad, Grace, that you grew up dreaming about competing for the Cardinals there in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we're glad that you're both on the radio with us on WMUN today. Best of luck. Give us a chirp chirp as we end the interview now, if you would, please.
One, two, three. Chirp, chirp.
All right.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank
All right.
You.
See you later. Excellent. Say hi to the coach.
Have a good day.
You too. Gosh, are they not nice people? I mean, every one of the gymnasts I've interviewed for years, by the way, they're all nice. They're all gracious and they're all cool. And that's great. Anyway, so go see them Sunday, 1 p.m. Worthen Arena, Eastern Michigan's in town. It is senior day. I see nothing about squishmallows or T-shirt cannons, though they do typically pull something really fun out of the hat entertain the crowd. And yeah, in case you weren't paying close enough attention, the MAC championships will be in Muncie next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, as I am talking to you right now on March the 15th. And we hope that a lot of people go and encourage everybody to attend this Sunday's meet at 1 o'clock, as well as the MAC Championships. All right, well, we have a minute here, and we're looking forward to a guest from the Selma area to talk about the status on the ground this morning. Daylight now is helping them assess the damage even better from last night's storms. Let's get the lighter side of news now, a bit of a snapshot of the day today.
It's March 15th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Shoe the World Day. So many take for granted the shoes we wear every day that sometimes we forget there are millions at home and around the world who do not have access to proper footwear or must go barefoot every day. More than 500 million children, teens, and adults each day around the world suffer the indignity of lack of proper footwear in all sorts of conditions and terrain. Donating shoes, sneakers, and other footwear can go a long way to help dealing with this staggering problem. Also on this date, in 44 BC, Roman Emperor Julius Caesar is assassinated by 40 Roman senators. The conspirators had hoped the death would put an end to Caesar's popularity, who had attained the status of dictator for life. Instead, the killing had the opposite effect and sparked a civil war. Ultimately, Caesar's death marked the end of the Roman Republic and the start of the Roman Empire. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
WMUN Hegira, that is the word of the day, and that is what a lot of folks that are in emergency management, they have taken a Hegira to Selma and Winchester. Not being tongue-in-cheek, the definition is a journey, especially when undertaken, involving a dangerous or undesirable situation. It's funny how that word worked out for today's situation. We will go on the ground level with a report before the end of the hour. John Catino is actually meeting with the local officials in the Selma area. If he's able to connect with us, we will have him live in moments on WMUN.
Hey folks, Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital. I've been warning you for some time about our $34 trillion debt bomb. When it blows, are you ready? I ask this question to investors every day. If you started retirement planning 20 years ago, how much more do you need now? Two times more? Four times more? Runaway debt is causing the purchasing power of your dollars to evaporate, and money printing is accelerating. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year just to pay interest on our debt. So I ask, are you prepared to wake up one day to find the value of your savings slashed in half? If not, there's an answer. Gold. Government won't stop printing money, but you can help protect your wealth. Start by calling 1-800-927-2400 for Lear's free report on rising debt and rising gold. It's one of those light bulb moments. And when you call, ask how you can get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
Folks ask, Salty Pete, what's the best part of being a pirate? Hello? It's all the buried treasure. I've been following this here treasure map all day. Time to dig. Oh, I once knew a lass in old Charlie was... Arr!
You just hit a power line.
Contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before picking up a shovel. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by the station.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, GameBridge is doing the same. Their online platform does things differently because it's designed to put you in charge of growing your own savings. It's intuitive, it's easy, and best of all, it's on your terms. No wonder GameBridge has earned the trust of 40% repeat customers. It's a better way to invest because it's investing your way. Get started today with as little as $1,000 at GameBridge.io.
Starting March 18th for 3 days only, shop limited-time doorbusters during Lowe's MVP's bonus days. Buy one Metabo HPT 15-degree roofing nailer. Get one box of Metabo HPT 1¼-inch collated roofing nails free, a $49.98 value. Plus, save $39 on a Little Giant A4 6-foot 300-pound stepladder. Shop these deals and more while supplies last. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 318 through 320. Selection varies by location.
The Science of Reading focuses on phonics combined with language comprehension skills. Hi, I'm Heidi White, Director of Elementary Education at Muncie Community Schools. Indiana law now requires all schools to use Science of Reading materials by the start of next school year. MCS is already doing this. Our teachers have been trained and students are adapting quickly. Utilizing the best teaching methods is just one way Muncie Community Schools is placing learners first. Learn more at muncieschools.org.
Hey, it's Tony. I'm here to tell you Jimmy is no longer with us. He stopped using the Zipa, and no one's seen him since. I know what you're thinking. What's a Zipa? Crazy name, right? Well, I asked the same thing. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. It stops your annoyance, snoring. Now they're telling me it's Zipa 91. It's 91%. That means it works for everybody. Other snoring solutions, not even close. So you're going to buy the one that works or the one that doesn't. You're smart. You're going to buy a Zipa 91. Hey, what happens if it doesn't work? Of course it's going to work. It's Zipa 91. Not only that, Zipa 91 has a 91-day money-back guarantee. Everybody else, only 30. Why? Because they don't work. Haven't your loved ones suffered enough? Get a Zipa 91 and get it now. Go to Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Remember, it's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Live. Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Going live to the scene right now, John Catino is the director of the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency. And since late last night and through the night and into the morning, assessment now being done and recovery and other efforts. We wanted to get a firsthand report. John, what are you seeing? What are you encountering so far this morning now?
Good morning, Steve. So like you said, this is the first time we're able to get eyes out here from last night. I'm here with Fire Chief Randy Reed with Liberty Township Fire Department. A lot of damage down here on Jackson Street in Selma. We're estimating, based off their inspections and searches last night, 30 to 40 houses either affected or damaged. We have AEP crews in Selma right now starting to assess and get poles removed and straightened. We also have the County Highway and the Selma Street Department starting to do debris removal in the streets to get AEP access to these lines. Fire officials and crews, as well as town employees, are all out here collectively working to try and get things started up here.
John Catino live from Selma, Indiana area, one of the hard hit spots from those storms last night. We're live on WMUN News Radio right now. John, can either you or the chief talk about those that were injured, any numbers or any worse that we, you know, varying reports have been flying around. We want to make sure we have accurate data.
Yeah, Steve, I'm going to send this over to Fire Chief Randy Reed, and he can speak to that. I'll have you ask him that question.
Excellent. Very good. Excellent. Very good. On scene right now in the Selma. Hi, Chief. This is Steve Lindell. We're live on WMUN News Radio right now. I was asking John with respect to any numbers you have about injured and or worse. There's been a lot of data flying around. We want to make sure that the public has the facts and what we know at this point of the morning on Friday the 15th here.
So we did have a few minor injuries last night. A lot of the injured residents, majority of them decided to go to the ER to get checked out on their own. Just within a couple minutes of after the storm, of course, once the shock got over, people started, becoming more comfortable with what was going on and started feeling a lot better, I think. So
I got you, Chief. Randy Reed of the Selma area here. Speak to their response, and I imagine there's some pride with respect to how many people came together from EMA, your fire squad, and on and on and on. Just talk about that for a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so we actually witnessed the tornado. I just happened to be at Wapahani, myself and my deputy chief, and we walked out and seen the funnel cloud in the sky and started racing towards Selma. And within 2 to 3 minutes, we were on site, and people were just, starting to come out of their houses and start trying to, get to safety as we were arriving. And just the mass chaos of you know, people being scared and people not understanding what just happened. You know, that's a lot on people.
Chief, I know your hearts go out to everybody that was impacted in your area, but well, Winchester sounds like they got that same storm maybe or cell moved in their area and did a lot of damage. And I know you're thinking about your safety comrades and also just the general public in all the areas impacted. Is that an accurate way to put it?
Oh, for sure. So last night, once we got the initial assessment done and we had the initial search done on the town, I actually started shipping resources out of here to get to Winchester. Being on the east side of the county, it was just a lot faster for them to get there quickly. So we were just pretty much sharing resources, trying to get the resources exactly where they needed to be at the second they needed to get there. So it really worked out with EMS, EMA, and everybody working together. We were able to collaborate a good action plan and get it working. So
Chief Randy Reed on WMUN with us live from Selma. What would you say to, what does Selma need right now? If the public out there wants to do something to help, do you need them to stay away? Is that really what you need most, or is there something else you could articulate there?
Right. So the biggest part today is just having people kind of respect the AEP, let them get in. We had 7 gas leaks last night after the storm come through. Gas company's going to be here in a few minutes and start assessing all their damages and things like that. But we need to get AEP time and space to be able to get in here so we can get the main power grid back up for Selma so we can start working on getting individual houses that's not affected directly with the tornado damage, getting them back up, getting the schools back up, and everything that needs to happen immediately.
All right, Chief Reed, I appreciate it. If I could talk to Mr. Catino again, I'd appreciate that. Chief Randy Reed doing
the
work.
All right, thank you.
You bet. AEP at this moment saying 840 customers are out of juice in the Selma area specifically. Back to John Catino from the Delaware County EMA. And we're talking to you in Selma, obviously, because your area of domain is Delaware County, which includes Selma. But Randolph County and your brethren in that area, you were telling me last night, John, and thanks for the help during our wall-to-wall storm coverage, that their situation
Absolutely.
With power down and comms down was even worse than what you're dealing with right there. Is that still a case? I think we may have lost our connection with John there. Very busy, so we'll just let them get back to their work. We certainly appreciate their time, and that's really difficult to do. You talk about multitasking. When you get a situation like this, I don't think anybody is completely prepared for anything, but I can tell you this, in no uncertain terms, the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency is and are some of the best prepared folks and agency that you could possibly have working for you, with you, and around you. That is the Delaware County situation. Got a note just a second ago here, live radio 838 from Donan Cruz. He's the head volleyball coach at Ball State. He wanted to write this, his words, "My heart goes out to all those impacted by the tornado." He's asking if anyone perished in the tornado last night. Coach Cruz, I can tell you the report from Selma was several injured, no deceased. At least nothing was mentioned during that interview with On the Ground just a second ago. And as far as we know, in Winchester, the other really hard hit area, there were no deceased there too. There were some initial reporting parts that came out last night from some sources that cannot be confirmed that said the opposite of that. The state police is on the record as saying they are not aware of anyone that died in the Winchester area. Donan Cruz did write here in his note to me just a second ago that in Ohio, 6 people are reportedly dead because of the tornado that continued to move off into Ohio. That is an accurate statement as well. Now, full disclosure, they're just finding everything out right now as I'm speaking. The darkness of the night and the smallness of the town obviously impacted their ability to do everything they needed to do to assess the situations, to see. They were working through the night, no doubt about it, in the Selma area, in the Winchester area, just south of farmland, and on and on and on. So the daylight will help them a lot, not to be redundant, but we also do know that the typical protocol is the National Weather Service office in Indianapolis or potentially northern Indiana will deploy specialists to these areas today to assess the damage, to do their scientific work. They'll tell us if there was a tornado confirmed, if there was more than one confirmed, if there were straight line winds and not a tornado, and also the level and the strength in the F1, F2, etc. Scale. We'll get all that data probably as early as later this afternoon, if not a little sooner. All right, that's enough for now on that subject. We're going to come back in a moment. We have another lighter side of news. People love helping the community. Selma's going to need some help. Winchester's going to need some help. Farmland and other areas are going to need some help. But how about helping Hillcroft? You can do that on Saturday. We'll talk about that in a moment with our guest on WMUN.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906. Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rate, you can combine your home and auto. And guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jason May will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
The YMCA of Muncie invites you to join them for their annual Good Friday breakfast on March 29th at Horizon Convention Center at 7:30 a.m. Paralympic archer Jonathan Mize from Yorktown will be the guest speaker as he shares his faith journey with the community. This free event is open to the community and will include music, a breakfast buffet, and more. To register, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448. Again, visit MuncieYMCA.org or call 288-4448.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now's the time to get your AC ready to run efficiently with our $59 guaranteed tune-up. We guarantee your air conditioner not to break down this summer, or we will credit your $59 towards any repair. Our schedule is filling up fast, so act now. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com/Muncie. Heil, depend on us.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to to Steve Lindell.
A lot of moving parts this morning with weather coverage, storm coverage, damage coverage, and they'll continue assessing, and we will continue reporting on WMUN News Radio and the rest of our Wolf Boom radio stations as well. We thought maybe the lighter side of news and the helping side of a grateful community for all the things that are awesome about Hillcroft would be an appropriate next conversation here. Dan Wolfert is my guest right now with a couple of minutes overview of a big event that you've been planning again for a while now. It sounds even bigger than it has been before, Dan.
Good morning, Steve. It is. It's really grown, which is amazing. But really quickly, first of all, kudos to you and your team. Great coverage on the storms and everything last night. Thoughts and prayers out to everybody in that affected area. It's been really crazy to follow it all. So thank you for keeping us all alert of all the happenings. And then also, happy anniversary.
Oh, hey, a listener. Somebody listened earlier. Thank you for that.
I had to prove that I was listening to you.
Good boy. Very nice. Okay, so what, where, when, and how big is this Saturday event? Give us the lowdown, would you?
We call this our Shop and Share Vendor Market. Think of it as a flea market, farmer's market, all wrapped into one. It is an indoor event, which is great. It'll be up at our facility here on Air Park Drive, 501 West Air Park Drive, kind of by short of the Riggin roundabout by the airport on Walnut Street there. So it's kind of in that area. But, yeah, it's just a big – we have almost 80 vendors. We actually had to cut it off, Steve, because of the we usually get about 40, so we're almost double what we normally have. It's just a bunch of local vendors, that people who have their own little businesses selling all of their little arts and crafts and goodies and that kind of thing. So we're really just trying to spread the word. We have had no lack of vendors. We just want to get some foot traffic to help support all these people.
Do you pay to get in? Or, I mean, is this a fundraiser for Hillcroft? Or how does that work?
Yeah, the fundraiser part was of the booth rentals for those 80 vendors.
Got it.
So that all those proceeds went to Hillcroft and our Creativity Unlimited program to support our clients here. You know, we work with people with disabilities. I know I don't need to tell you that, but just for the listeners. So we raised almost $2,000 just because of the vendor booth registration. Mm-hmm. So now we want to repay those vendors and get people to come in. So it's a free event to the public. Come, it's free. There will be some food and concessions available, but it's a completely free event. And like I said, indoor, rain or shine, refreshments, all that good stuff. We've done our part as far as the fundraising aspect of it, so it's been amazing. Like I said, we raised over $2,000 for our Creativity Unlimited program. Now what we're trying to do is push it so that people will come out and support these people who have been supporting us.
Very nice. Show up from when to when again. Remind them the time and again the location before we wrap up, okay?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday the 16th, and it's right here at Air Park Drive at our big Hillcroft facility on the east side. You will, if you come down Air Park Drive, you can't miss our big 85,000 square foot building, and it'll be on the left side, the east side of the building, and that's where everybody will enter. And it should just be, I mean, we have just an eclectic mix of vendors. It's listed on our website. If somebody wants to see all the vendors that are coming, we have this graphic. You need to get your glasses out because it is so. There are so many on there. We've just been blown away by the support and the turnout.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Wolfert. Good luck with the event tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be great.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks much. Live on WMUN, let's get into our local news summary now on WMUN News Radio. Some people questioned the charter flight taken by the Ball State women's basketball team last week, but President Mearns explained it was a budgeted expense.
They flew to Kent State, one of the two legs. They then took a bus from Kent State to Buffalo, and then they flew back the second leg. The plane flew back from Buffalo. Otherwise, if they had bused to Buffalo, they would have played the game Wednesday night. They would have gotten on a bus. They would have gotten back at 3 a.m. on Thursday morning. And then on Friday morning, they would have to jump on the plane and fly to Buffalo. So not good for their health. Yep. And their preparation for competition. I think actually the way they divided it up in three legs instead of four, with, again, only two legs covered by the charter plane, it actually was less expensive than had they bussed back and done a round trip to Buffalo.
From WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show yesterday, BSU in the Mac Tourney today on radio at about 12:10 p.m.
I'm Peter Killeen. A company operating in Anderson since 1955 planning to construct a new $10 million facility. According to the Herald Bulletin, Perfecto Tool and Engineering planning to build on the former GM Plant 10 site near 29th Street. The Anderson Redevelopment Commission Tuesday approving a $1.6 million bond, which will be paid off through the increased assessed value on the property.
Happy Hour will be returning to Indiana. Kurt Darling reports on what that means for bars and restaurants.
It means if you own one of those or even a craft maker of alcoholic beverages, a bill you may like will soon be signed by the governor.
It will allow retail permit holders and craft manufacturer permit holders the ability to reduce the price of alcoholic beverages during a portion of the day.
State Senator Kyle Walker during the session. Under the bill, these establishments get 15 hours a week worth of happy hour time. They can use it whenever and however they wish, as long as it's not between the hours of 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. Happy hour was banned in Indiana back in 1985. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Status update for the next phase of construction at the Muncie Central High School Stadium. Incoming Superintendent Chuck Reynolds.
The walls are up on the concession stand, locker room, team meeting room, gathering room. Walls are up, and we're getting ready to put a roof on the locker room, not on the entire stadium.
Just on the locker room. I was hoping for a retractable roof over the whole stadium.
Right. Next phase, getting electrical squared away for the field house.
He takes over for Dr. K officially on July 1. Indianapolis ranks second most dangerous city for bike riders. Tucson, Arizona is number one. Data from the NHTSA group has our state in the top 10. That study by personal injury experts at Sweeney Merrigan Law, LLP. It's been a busy news week, but we wanted you to hear the comments about the State of the Union from Republican Congressman Greg Pence. This is from Monday's WMUN Delaware County Today radio show.
Sorry to say that some folks didn't show up in a protest, and then I watched some people walk out because they didn't like what the president was saying. Now, we invited the president to come to a joint session, and so I was there listening to what he had to say.
He was complimentary of the president.
I talked to my Democratic friends, Steve, mm-hmm. and they were very concerned that he would show his age, if you will, and they felt he did not show his age. They felt he was strong. I think that's actually true.
And I asked him how he felt about the Republican response.
I just thought she did a pretty bad job, both in the delivery and the substance of it. I was pretty disappointed, really.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt delivered that address. All right, and that's part of our local news summary. Those stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana. That includes WLBC, Work FM, Max, Oldies 101, and Blake FM. Six formats, one mission. We use our voice to build our community. And we also use our voice to keep our communities safe. That was what last night was all about, and what our intent is over the next several hours and days, whatever it takes. Again, for those of you that don't have all the data and information, Winchester in Randolph County areas, as well as Selma in Delaware County, not far from the city of Muncie, some of the hardest hit in the state of Indiana, far southern Indiana with some additional tornado and near tornado weather last night with those cells that moved through. WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet did incredible work helping us to stay informed. Our Brett Busby, reporter in Anderson-Madison County, providing data information. Thank you, Jeff Dyer and Tom Aker from the Madison County EMA. Thank you, John Catino. Thanks to the chief for being on this morning as well. Thank you for the nice note. How much time do I have left? Can I read this? Do I have time to get this in? Got a note literally this morning from a listener. Hold on a second. I got to get to this. Thank you, Steve Lindell. We were driving from Philadelphia to Champaign and came into Marion County just as the storm line was breaking in front of us. We found your station last night, thankfully. Steve and the meteorologist, Paul Poteet, provided sobering and detailed and accurate information. We shifted our path as a result, threaded the needle, and arrived home safely. Thank you, Michael and Janet Leroy. Just got goosebumps again. It's nice to have a kind word. It's nicer, even more, to have a good end to the story, and we are hoping for better ends to the story from last night and better beginnings moving forward. If there's anything we can do for you, email us, WMUN@wolfboom.com. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, it's been a great week. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Steve Lindell on WMUN.